Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be sunshine and a high in the low 70s. Right now in Kenosha, 45 degrees, 48 in Burlington, Milwaukee 52, 49 in Racine. Racine County handles public safety dispatching for all municipalities except for the city of Burlington. But that may change in the near future. City leaders last night, because of July flooding that took out their local dispatch center, have decided to go forward and seek the right deal through negotiation on combined dispatch. That would include what happens to their current group of dispatchers. It could also potentially save the community millions of dollars in the long run.
The city will explore a contract with the county for joint dispatch that best serves the interest of the city. The city will also explore how to fairly treat its valued dispatch staff who may be affected if the city ultimately does enter into a contract with the county.
That is City Administrator Karina Walters reading a statement after a closed-door session of the council. That came after public comment, which was mostly the city dispatchers.
There have been grumblings that us dispatchers are doing this just to save our jobs. Of course we are. We're fighting for the jobs we love and we believe in, and we believe it's a valuable service to the community. A lot of us work nights, holidays, weekends, and we miss out on our families, functions, and otherwise that we'd want to be part of. But to us, it's worth it.
I'm asking you, keep the service the way it was. Don't let Mother Nature take our community away. And we need our radios, but we also need a backup. But if we don't have a backup, where do we go for a backup? So think about that. Think about prices.
Prior to the public comment, it was question and answers. Police Chief Mark Anderson noting that he understands the appeal of Racine County Dispatch and the level of service he indicated would not decrease. But he also emphasized the need for dedicated dispatch and a backup system.
To restore dispatch to the city of Burlington, there should be some serious conversations about installing a backup dispatch console at a location inside the city. So yes, we can restore dispatch for $7.6 million. But in order to do this the right way, there should be some discussions real soon about how to make us bigger and stronger than we are. Long term, maybe we need to talk about us having the ability for our dispatchers to answer cellular 911 calls.
That is currently handled by the County Dispatch Center. The Burlington Council's agreement to start the process of exploring a contract for that combined dispatch with the county does not include a time frame given on how long it might take. It's a process, though, that also factors in the other municipalities already in the system. One of the toughest decisions he's ever had to make is what befell Burlington Catholic Central High School football coach Tom Aldrich this week. He put on his hat as the school's athletic director and decided to end the varsity football season now with 3 games left. Reasons? Simple, he said. Not enough players on the team and injuries. Aldrich telling the Journal Times that we just don't have the numbers. The decision means those remaining games are going down in the record book as forfeits. The junior varsity games, those will be completed, according to Aldrich, who has been the coach in the past on state championship teams. Well, the other owners of the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant located at Racine County-owned Reef Point Marina, they are trying to even distance themselves again from the comments of John Falco, the now-deleted Facebook page posting that suggested killing all NFL players who kneel during the national anthem. They've been trying to disassociate themselves and the business from the online comments ever since they came out and grabbed all kinds of attention. The other owners are indicating they strongly disagree with what Valco said. The comments do not reflect, they say, the beliefs and values of the others involved with the business. A Class C wine license-only license being available now in the Mount Pleasant area to businesses. The village board voting to change the ordinance to allow that license as of this week. Village Clerk Stephanie Colhagen pointed out the license has not been available in the past. It's usually been paired with Class B beer licenses.
Basically, will allow for us to have a Class C wine license for restaurants, which the sale of alcohol beverage accounts for less than 50% of the gross receipts and does not have a bar room. Typical examples would be the fast casual dining, such as Blaze, Chipotle, Noodles, if they so choose to have a Class C, which usually is paired with a Class B beer only, so you have beer and wine instead of a full liquor license.
She noted there is no limit on the number of wine licenses the village can approve, unlike with full liquor licenses. That change was approved by the board unanimously. And in Kenosha County, the Bristol Village Board this week voting to increase the annual stormwater fee to $30. It's been 9. That's going to show up as a separate item on the December tax bills. A stormwater fee paid by any property with a structure or a parking lot, larger buildings, pay larger fees. Village officials wondering if the recent flooding might help the taxpayers to better understand the fee increase, for which they anticipate they'll get a few phone calls. Coming up at Wingspreads Conference Center in Wind Point today, Real Racine holding a strategic planning session with the goal of developing the next 3-year strategic plan for that organization. Racine Unified's application to the State Department of Public Instruction seeking a waiver to provide 13 hours less of instruction time than the required 1,137, getting attention at a Monday night meeting, but with some of the number of affected schools having increased. It was initially Case Park and Horlick. The amended meeting notice has added Walden 3, the Real School, and the Racine Alternative Living School. Change would allow juniors to take the ACT exam while also creating 4 90-minute late start days for freshmen, sophomores, and seniors. There's a public hearing on that proposal, 6 p.m. next Monday at Racine Unified Headquarters, followed by board action. If you're not already getting it, the state lottery game and gaming credit on your property tax bill, well, now's the time to be requesting those funds that you have coming. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
Kenosha County Treasurer Terry Jacobson says property owners can claim the credit if on January 1st of that tax year they own the property they use as their primary residence. If they are not already getting the credit, the deadline for applying for the 2016 credit is October 2nd. The credit was created by the state in the 1987 constitutional amendment that allows the state to have a lottery with the net proceeds to be used for property tax relief. The amount is determined each year based on Wisconsin lottery revenue. Jacobson is urging those eligible for the credit not to leave money on the table. Forms to claim last year's credit, apply for the credit going forward, or to remove a property from the credit are available on the county's website at kenoshacounty.org or at the county treasurer's office. Kenosha County also provides an online database that allows property owners to check to see if they have an available credit. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Every year, members of the Racine County Bar Association gather in the ceremonial fourth-floor courtroom at the courthouse and remember those who passed away in the last year. Today at 3 p.m., the event will note some very well-known names. It's officially the call of the calendar. The names: retired Judge John Jude, Judd Wyant, Amy Lamoran-Zott, Jim Fettick, and Garth Seehafer. Two people escaped from a vehicle that went into the small boat harbor at Kenosha near 45th Street about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The incident by Simmons Island Marina drawing quite a crowd. Circumstances of why the vehicle went into the water are unknown at this point. By the time first responders got to the scene, the occupants were out of the car, which was leaking both fuel and oil to the surface. Members of the Kenosha County dive team were brought in to help get the vehicle hooked up so it could be pulled out by a tow company. And bathroom renovation and change order, those are two phrases that have somewhat of a negative history for some people in the city of Racine, going back to the days when the price tag raised a few eyebrows for maintaining historic City Hall, also repairing and replacing past work done in those bathrooms. Both terms came into play with the Public Works Committee meeting this week about restroom work at Festival Hall, where the original bathrooms are still in play.
The base tile, I guess, to explain, if you look at the base tile in here, it has 6-inch tile in it now. It's getting removed and replaced. It called to go with 4-inch. Well, that's going to leave a 2-inch gap above it, and it's not going to look appropriate. We're going to have something all around it. So this all is to bring it back to the 6-inch size through the 2 bathrooms.
Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag noting that they've been trying to get the work done between events, which has been challenging. The $622 change order to have the right size tile in the bathroom at Festival Hall, supported by the Public Works panel without challenge, now it goes to the full council. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.